There was a bleeping from somewhere nearby, and Matt assumed it was one of the computer systems they had just passed, but it was Catherine's mobile phone. She flipped open the cover and read the message she'd just received.
"We have to go now," she said. "Mr. Harper is asking for me. It doesn't do to keep him waiting."
"Can I stay here for a bit?" Matt asked. "It's fascinating. I'd like to look round some more if I may. I won't be long." Her eyes narrowed slightly as she considered.
"All right," Catherine decided, "but just 10 minutes, and don't touch anything. You can find your way back to the lift."
"Through the doors and down the passage. I don't think I can get very lost." She nodded without comment. The click of her heels was still audible long after she was lost to sight behind the racks of servers and computer storage. Matt waited until he had heard the door close at the far end of the huge room before hurrying back in the same direction. He sat himself at one of the desks and moved the mouse. The spinning H on the screen was replaced with an administrator's user interface, but overlaid on it was a window demanding a password. The user's access code was already entered, so at least he didn't have to guess that. But what could the password be? He tried Harper, but not surprisingly, it wasn't that simple. It wasn't Atticus either, or waterfall. Probably not a word at all, Matt decided. Probably a jumble of letters and numbers. He drummed his fingers on the desk as he thought about it. Mum had once told him she used a system for her administrator passwords that was based on the current month and changed every month. Her own passwords were never so predictable, but it was a system she used if other people had to remember them. It was a pattern on the keyboard, starting from the number of the month and preceded by the first letter of the month. So, the password for January started J1, and for September it started S9. Maybe it was a system lots of computer administrators used, though that didn't sound very safe and secure. But then, who was going to get inside a pyramid in the middle of the jungle to try? It was July, so Matt typed J7. YGVCFT6, taking the letters YGV from down the keyboard under the 7, and then CFT back up to the 6. And the screen bleeped. The window changed to say, "Password accepted. Login in progress." Matt grinned. He could almost believe Mum had set up the systems ready for him. Almost. Amazed at his good luck, Matt set about finding how Harper's computer network was arranged. He wasn't really hacking in, he told himself. He wasn't doing anything wrong. Just looking, just interested. He was soon absorbed in his work. There was a whole section, a set of servers and a network of client computers, to do with Harper's archaeological work and ancient research.